Put that thing on, little darling. Put that thing on the line.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
It's Donna.
Hi, Donna. You're the pregnant lady?
Yes, I am.
Are you excited?
Yes, I am.
Is this your first baby?
Yes, it is.
And how long have you been married?
Oh, my gosh, you don't want to know that.
Well, come on.
Since May.
Since May, June, July, August, and you're... I can't believe it, honey.
Well,
hey, I guess you were living together with your boyfriend.
Yes, uh-huh.
One thing led to another.
Mm-hmm.
And here you are.
That's right.
Are you going to tell the child that he was conceived prior to wedlock?
Maybe.
Maybe, huh?
Probably.
Probably?
Yeah.
He probably knows already.
Probably.
I'll break the news to him.
Okay, you will?
Yeah, take the telephone and put it over your belly.
Oh, okay. It's there.
All right, give me some baby talking music. Yeah. Nice. See if I can wake the little fella up. Assuming it is a little fella. Hello, little baby.
Hello, this is the baby. Good morning. It's another stinking Monday.
Yeah, it is that, isn't it, little darling? Little cutie, little honey, little angel divine. What are you doing in there?
Oh, I'm having fun. I'm playing circus. For my next trick, I will now somersault from one kidney to the other. Here I go. Yay! Ta-da! And I can also use the gallbladder for a punching bag. Look at this.
Stop that! Don't go punching your mother's gallbladder for crying out loud. Stop it there. You are a little boy?
Yep, I'm a little boy, baby. I'm a cutie pie. I'm a cutie pie. Look at me. My cheeks all scrunched up. Yeah, I'm having fun in here.
So it is a nice experience, then, to be carried around inside Mama's tummy?
Yep, there's only one complaint I have about the whole process of gestation.
What's that?
Well, I have no choice in what I eat. You see, whatever Mommy eats, I eat. And sometimes, you know, I don't like what she eats.
Oh, you mean like if she goes out and gets a big burrito with extra guacamole and jalapeno peppers, then you get the indigestion as well as Mom?
Exactly. And, you know, frankly, if you could do something about it, tell her to modify her diet. Because sometimes I really get grossed out.
Oh, come on. I mean, there's nothing your mother could eat that could get you that grossed out.
That's easy for you to say. Why don't you come in here, try to be on the receiving end of the umbilical cord when Mom starts to gobble the ghee?
This man wrote the book on craziness, and he will be signing autographs immediately after...